Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. And our call to worship, I'm in Proverbs 24. And today and next Sunday, I'm going to be preaching messages related to the subject of justice for all. And we're not going to be looking at it from a geopolitical point of view, though we will bring up how the word justice has morphed and has been co-opted through the years to mean something totally different than its original meaning. But justice is one of the hallmarks of Jesus Christ. His rule and reign will be one of justice, we are told. And it will not be a word that's defined by us. It will be a word that's defined by Him. And I think that's important for us to look at what the Bible has to say. There's something that's assumed here on this earth related to government, and that is people will do evil things. The new definition of justice is the idea we do away with all penal punishments. We do away from that. What we have to do is go to the root cause, which is their environment and their lack of income and all those things. That's why they do. So let's take away the punishment and the consequences of that and give them everything they need to live a successful life. The problem is the human heart is wicked. That's the problem. That is rejected by many. I want you to see the assumption here as I read these two verses from Proverbs 24. Notice, please, verse 11. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? Now, what is the assumption there? Number one, bad things will happen on this earth. There will be bad people who will do bad things. Our responsibility is to stand against that. If someone is being treated wrongly, mistreated, going to be killed, it's our responsibility to step up and try to stop it. And if we come to God with an excuse for why we did not, and say, as it says here in verse, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not when they did, he says, please understand, I know this. I know your heart. I know all about you. And will I not, as he says there, render to every man according to his works? I'm going to share some things over these next two Sundays that I hope will be helpful to us. That when we think of justice for all, we've got to look at it through the lens of Scripture. Our founding fathers did so, and I'm going to quote from some of them. They understood the biblical concept of justice. And the biblical concept of justice is how Jesus Christ will rule and reign from his throne in Jerusalem during the 1,000-year rule on this earth. And so I want to open our hearts today as we reflect on the 250th anniversary of our nation, that in order to continue as a nation, we have to get back to our founding principles or we'll lose the nation. And it was none other than our first president that brings that out. And I'm going to quote him later on in the message here. But this assumes something. People will do bad things because they have evil hearts. You can blot that out of your mind. That's what a lot of university education is all about. Blotting that out of your mind. We're not sinners. We're not corrupt. We just do stuff because our environment that we grew up in. And we can change the environment and thus change society. That is a false narrative that came from the pits of hell itself. The Bible makes it clear. Evil people do evil things. Therefore, we have to deal with that and confront it and deal with it through what we call the justice system. To punish evildoers and to exalt those that do what's right. And so we're going to look at those principles from God's Word upon which our nation was founded in the very beginning and upon which Jesus Christ will govern this world in the future.